Remember how I predicted for many years that the United States of America as we know it would not survive to the end of 2025? And it turned out that that prediction was just only about a month early, because the America that we know, the Constitutional Republic, it's gone. It's dead. President Trump has thrown away the Constitution. He has waged war, very clearly warfare, on a foreign nation, Iran, without a congressional declaration of war. This is a gross violation of U.S. law, a violation of the War Powers Act, and it is an impeachable offense. Technically, if the rule of law were functioning in America, Congress should impeach President Trump right now, because only Congress can declare war. Now, Trump says it's not a war, it's a military action, but clearly it is a war, because you're assaulting and bombing and attacking a foreign nation. You've assassinated one of its top leaders, the Ayatollah Khamenei. You are attempting to achieve regime change. You're bombing its infrastructure targets. You have about one-third of the U.S. Navy dedicated to this, plus the Air Force. You know, this is one of the largest buildups of U.S. military forces since possibly Desert Storm in the early 1990s. So, yeah, it's a war. By any definition, this is a war. So what Trump is doing is illegal. And if he's willing to do that, he's probably also willing to suspend the U.S. Constitution and suspend elections in the United States. And Professor Jiang, who has a channel called Predictive History, he was talking about this the other day. I played a clip in one of my podcasts where he's concerned that what Trump is trying to do is escalate this war into a world war involving other parties, possibly China or Russia, and to have the U.S. deeply involved, maybe struck by nuclear weapons, so that Trump himself can declare a whole new level of a national emergency and use that to suspend elections. Now, remember that this is exactly what Zelensky did in Ukraine. Zelensky's term expired, I don't know, almost, has it been almost 2 years ago or something like that? It's been a long time. He's not an elected official, but he's still in power there because he suspended elections. He also had the government shut down any independent media, and they shut down a lot of churches too on top of that. Well, Trump could do the same thing in the United States. Who's going to stop him? He's already deployed ICE agents or thugs on the streets wearing masks, shooting and killing Americans who were just trying to observe them and film them. So Trump has pushed that. And on top of that, Trump realizes that he's so unpopular now, very few Americans support what he's doing, and they don't support the GOP because Trump is dragging the GOP down with himself, that if there are elections held this November, the midterm elections, the GOP is going to lose control. They're going to lose power. They're going to lose the House for sure, and probably the Senate at this point. And that will halt a lot of the plans that Trump is trying to pursue. You know, total world domination and keeping himself in power indefinitely. There's already talk of Trump running for a third term, which seems to be possibly unconstitutional. I guess I'd have to lean on the legal scholars to determine what's the right answer on that one. But gosh, I mean, Trump has already won three elections. He served only two terms, really, out of the three that he won. So now he actually wants, I guess, a fourth term, which seems clearly unconstitutional, but whatever. We'll let the legal scholars figure that out. But it's possible that Trump wants to stay in power indefinitely. And if it's not him, it's the people around him. Like, Trump is really the symbol of a much larger power structure of people who control Trump. You know, everyone from Netanyahu to Peter Thiel and others. It's a power structure. Trump is sort of the mascot of it, even if he's not the actual brains of it, but he's the front man for it, you could say. But I have grave concerns about all of this, obviously, because I am a rule of law kind of person. I did not want Kamala to win. She would have been a disaster. I was rooting for Trump to win. but I'm not rooting for what Trump has done since he won. I mean, he has clearly betrayed his entire base. And, you know, MAGA has become a joke at this point. So, you know, I'm rooting for the things that Trump said he stood for when he was campaigning. But those things are lost. And now, clearly, our constitutional republic is also lost. So I'm sorry to be essentially correct about that prediction. Although I did think we would see something more like secession or a breaking up of U.S. states, etc. That's probably still coming as the currency collapses because, you know, I mean, frankly, look at it. Trump is spending trillions of dollars on the Pentagon over, you know, over a few years. It's like $1.5 trillion per year. And sending hundreds of billions of dollars of aid to Israel and Ukraine in the aggregate over time. While U.S. cities are collapsing, the U.S., the infrastructure is collapsing, the education system barely functions, the court system barely functions, etc. Domestically, the United States is collapsing. Trump's emphasis is to do the bidding of Israel and to prop up the military-industrial complex while suppressing the American people as much as possible. So yes, we've lost our country. We didn't get the Trump that we elected, those of you who voted for him. You know, you voted for one version of Trump, but you got this completely separate version that is more like John McCain. It's a neocon version of Trump that just wants to run endless wars, even though he campaigned on exactly the opposite. So yes, our republic is lost at this point. The currency is toast. The currency is losing value every single day, despite the government lies that tell you, oh, there's no inflation, everything's becoming more affordable, etc. You know that's not true because you go out and buy things. When you shop for food, is it more affordable? No, it's not. Everything that you buy, you can tell it's becoming a lot more expensive. And that's only going to continue because the money printing machine is going to be run, you know, 24/7, whatever it takes, in order to fund the wars for Israel. That's what this is ultimately about. This is about doing the bidding of Israel. The American people are thrown under the bus. The American people are struggling with affording food or insurance or housing or vehicles or whatever. They're just going to be thrown under the bus. And so we no longer even have a president that answers to the American voters. We don't have a government that answers to America. We have a federal government that answers to a foreign power, which is technically an occupying enemy force that is the greatest danger, the greatest threat to America. And that's Israel. We no longer have our country. Our country has been lost. America, as we know it, is done. The days of your senators answering to you because you're a voter in their state, that's over. I mean, one of my senators is Ted Cruz. Need I say more? Ted Cruz barely thinks about Texas. For Ted Cruz, everything's about Israel. And don't even get me started about Lindsey Graham and many others. So we do not have a representative government. We do not have honest currency. We have a debt-based Ponzi scheme. We don't have a president that kept his campaign promises at all. He has contradicted his campaign promises. And we're not even sure that we can count on having democratic elections. I'm not confident that we'll have midterm elections at all. Are you? I mean, I hope we do, but we'll have to see where things go. It's not a good situation. So, of course, the most important wisdom out of this is you can't trust any political party. You can't trust any government. They never have your interest in mind. You're the only one who can protect yourself from what's coming. And in order to do that, you need to decentralize. Get away from the power grid, you know, or the control grid. Decentralize. Grow as much of your own food as you can. Have as much of your own natural medicine. Have your own information sources, your own local AI systems. You know, your own money. That means gold and silver, obviously, because then you become your own central bank. That's your own money. and you're not beholden to a collapsing fiat dollar that's being printed to oblivion by the U.S. Treasury or the Federal Reserve specifically. So decentralization is the survival strategy here, and get out of the cities if you haven't already done so. In terms of financial assets, gold and silver, in my view, are clearly the way to go. And if you want to talk to our affiliate sponsor in that space, it's Battalion Metals, which was co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And you can find them through our link at metalswithmike.com. And that takes you straight to the Battalion Metals website. And there you can see their real-time pricing, which is strongly, strongly competitive. High ethics, high morality. The company's run by people who are Ron Paul supporters. I've worked with them for over 6 years now. Just honest people who have honest pricing and who protect your privacy and integrity. You definitely will appreciate your experience working with Battalion Metals. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. If you want to get other supplies of storable food, iodine, etc., well, at my online store, healthrangerstore.com, we've set up a new survival collection for you. It's healthrangerstore.com/survival. And there we've got iodine and storable foods and many other things that can help you get prepared based on what's coming. See, I think we're going to have a combination of domestic problems as well as international problems. I think we're going to see them both. And they are related to each other. You know, it's not an isolated thing. These international problems are probably going to spill over into, let's say, domestic false flag operations in the continental United States. Or the collapse of the dollar currency is going to lead to, you know, more uprisings or more anti-war protests that lead to civil revolts or conflicts in certain areas, which cause all kinds of disruptions domestically in terms of food deliveries, grocery stores, supply chains, transportation, you name it. Things are going to get very dicey in the United States if this war continues, and if the Trump administration attempts to stay in power by canceling elections, then at that point, oh my God, all hell is going to break loose, because the leftists are going to, I mean, number one, they're going to say, see, we were right. He, you know, he's a dictator. At that point, it's hard to argue with that, you know. But they're going to say, oh, we have to, you know, depose the president or whatever. They're going to play out all their fantasy scenarios of trying to overthrow, you know, Washington, D.C. and the Trump administration. And frankly, they're all going to get massacred if they try that, because it's not going to work. Plus, you've got all the Trump supporters out there who are very heavily armed anyway, because they're all Second Amendment people for the most part. So, but you could see a whole lot of chaos in America if that happens. And then importantly, you could be cut off from information sources like me, because I'm sure the Trump administration doesn't like some of my criticism. So if Trump goes full Zelensky, which is a possibility, then they're just going to cancel all the websites where you're not allowed to get information. Like, you know, naturalnews.com, for example, or wherever you're hearing this video. That could happen overnight as part of a declaration of war. Believe me, it could happen right here in America. So you could have the Constitution suspended, you could have the free press canceled, you could have elections canceled, and then you're going to end up in real domestic chaos at that point. So be prepared for that possibility in case it happens, but Let us hope and pray it doesn't happen. I mean, this is an important time to stand for the Bill of Rights and stand for freedom of speech and stand for honest elections, etc. So follow my work at brightvideos.com, my articles at naturalnews.com, and you can also share my infographics that I have at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, and thank you for listening. Oh man, be safe, everybody. It's gonna get crazy. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, You'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.